Well, that's not a bad little lead-in, actually, to our next guest. Todd Murphy's played two games of first-class cricket, and all of a sudden he's finding himself on a plane to Sri Lanka in a little while. I'm looking forward to finding out how he's feeling about that. He joins us on the line. Todd, good morning.
Morning, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, buddy. Nice to have you with us. Now, JT's just telling us that don't let anyone tell you you can't achieve anything, and all of a sudden you're representing Australia after two first-class games. How's that sitting with you?
Yeah, it was a fair shock when I got the call to find out I would be going over there, and it's probably something that I didn't expect to be sort of in the picture this early on. So, yeah, to get the opportunity to go over there would be pretty special for me, and just to get the opportunity to go over there and learn and take as much out of it as possible, hopefully for future, will be awesome.
At any stage when you had that conversation, somebody alerted you to the fact you were going to be in the A squad, that you thought someone might have been taking the mickey?
Yeah, it's always a bit like that when you get a phone call from a number you don't really have on your phone. I've spoken to Tony a little bit before, so I did know his voice. That was, it was obviously a really nice phone call to get.
Can you believe what's happened in the last 12 months or so, Todd, in your career? I mean, you made your first-class debut Easter last year, and then all of a sudden you're going to be wearing the green and gold, albeit in the Australia A squad.
Yeah, it's been a pretty whirlwind 12 months, really. I've had a few opportunities sort of across everything. I was lucky enough to make my Shield debut, a bit of one-day cricket Victoria, and then the opportunity with the Sixers was really good as well to get a taste of Big Bash cricket. But, yeah, I think for me, the red ball stuff's what I've always really wanted to do. So to be able to contribute to that last Shield game that I played against Tassie and help the boys have a win, and then, to set myself up for an opportunity like this, it's been, it's sort of capped off the last 12 months pretty nicely.
So, as I understand, you're relatively late to spin bowling. Why spin bowling and the quick sort of rapid rise of you as a cricketer? Take us to that story.
Yeah, well, in all honesty, I was a batter that bowled very average medium pace, so I knew that wasn't going to be going anywhere. And I didn't really enjoy bowling medium pace in the net, so I sort of just started in the nets at my local club back in Nyma, and I just used to tinker with a bit of off-spin stuff, and same thing, they never really took it too seriously, and I came out a couple of times in games where sort of we couldn't break a partnership or something like that, but it probably wasn't until I was 16 where I was doing a bit of work, and Craig Howard, who's now a national spin coach, sort of was there in Bendigo, and he just sort of mentioned to me that he really liked what he saw, and it was something that was definitely worth sticking with. So I suppose I took that on board, and it happened a year later that I moved to Sandhurst where Craig was coach, and had the year to be able to work with him and learn everything about spin bowling. And then from there, I suppose it's just developed along the way, going through the grades. And it's definitely been the best move I've ever made, because it's set me up for something like this. So yeah, I'm rapt that I did do it.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about Craig, because he's seen as a bit of a guru, and I know Chris Rogers thinks the world of him. And he was a leg spinner for Victoria, had an unbelievable wrong-un, but a leggy, whereas you're an offie. So what are the things that he can tell you and little tricks that he can tell you that has meant that you've made this rapid rise?
Yeah, I think Howie, he had a fair few injury problems as well. And then the back half of his career with his shoulder, he was bowling off spin as well. So I think he sort of, through that, he sort of developed an understanding of what works, what doesn't work. He loves his research. He loves his statistics and his analysis. So I think he's just spent hours and hours and hours just looking at all footage and all that sort of stuff and finding out what does work and what makes good spin bowlers. So, I've been so lucky to have him in my corner and be able to have him and call upon him whenever I need him just to talk about things and send footage to. And he understands my blueprint really well and sort of knows what works for me and what doesn't and can identify if a couple of little things go wrong, and he's able to rectify it pretty quickly with me. So, he's been so good for me, and I definitely wouldn't be where I am without him.
Are you an analytics sort of data bowler, or do you bowl more on feel, and that's why you sort of gel real well with the coach?
I do watch little bits of footage and that sort of stuff, but I also like trying to work it out when I'm out in the middle and just do it by feel. That's sort of what I've known for the last little bit. I suppose as you continue on, there's probably more and more footage available, so it probably becomes more important to keep tapping into that side of it. But yeah, it's probably a good mix because he does research so much, and I'm probably a little bit in between where I'm happy to play it by feel, but then also have an understanding of who I'm bowling to and what their strengths are.
Have there ever been any Test cricketers born in the Chuka?
I don't believe so. I could be wrong, but I don't believe so.
Righto. Well, we're going to build towards one. So this whole tour, I mean, when do you leave? What are you expecting? Are you expecting to play all games, most games, some games? What's sort of the indications at this stage?
Yeah, so we leave on the 3rd of June. In regards to opportunities while I'm over there playing, I really don't know. It's quite a large squad. I think there's sort of a 16-man squad, and there'll be a few guys coming and going with the white ball cricket and red ball cricket over there as well. So whatever opportunities I do get will be awesome. And even just being over there and being a part of it and around the group will be really good for me as well. And the training side of it, I'll be able to take a lot out of it. So, yeah, whatever opportunities I do get, if it is limited, that's fine. I know that I will get some really good learning opportunities while I'm over there. So, yeah, I'll just sort of take it out as it comes over there and just roll with it.
It's incredibly exciting, Todd, because when you look around the States, there aren't a lot of spin bowlers for whatever reason. I mean, Tassie don't even really have one. They have Tom Andrews as a sort of a bowling all-rounder, but really not a specialised spinner. And I don't know why it's the case, but do you see that as a real opportunity when you look around to see that, hey, there's not too many of us? And Nathan Lyon's coming towards the end. This could be an incredible opportunity, or can you not you can't afford to get too far ahead of yourself?
Yeah, I don't try and look too far ahead. And even though you said there's not a heap around, there are some good quality that's, I suppose, behind Gaz. So, yeah, there's still a fair few people in front of me at the moment. So I try and just, keep it in my corner and just keep working on my game. And down the track, if an opportunity does arise like that, then awesome. But I know I'm a long way away from that at the moment. So I've just got to keep trying to learn and develop without trying to put too much pressure on myself that's going to be next for me. So hopefully with the tour over there, I know there's three of us young guys going over there in Tanvir and Matt Kooneman, and we can all sort of work together and keep learning and developing our game.
And for those that haven't seen a lot of your bowl, just explain a little bit about what your strengths are. You're quite tall, but just even ball speed and some of the deliveries that you've got, share with our listeners what you are as an off-spinner.
I try and keep it as basic as I can with my off-spin stuff. And I've obviously watched a lot of Nathan Lyon growing up and try to model my game, I suppose, in a way around what he does. Just try and bowl with a lot of overspin as a stock delivery, and then just like to mix my pace up throughout overs just to try and, create subtle changes to the batsmen so they can't just keep getting a read on me. But I like to think that I'm an attacking off-spinner that can take wickets. So that's what I try and be, and that's what I want to be anyway.
And Huff, he's been up playing, Todd, in Darwin.
Well, someone sent an SMS. He's been telling us he's been killing it in Darwin. Murphy's Bali Beach preparation. How's that going in preparation for Sri Lanka? Someone wants to know off the SMS. Someone knows you pretty well, I think, Todd.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting outside right now in a singlet short, so it's not too bad, boys. the lifestyle up here is pretty good. I did get to Bali last week for a quick little holiday. I had it booked a long time ago, so I didn't really expect to be going to Sri Lanka, but it was a nice little getaway last week in Bali. So, back here now and a good few week block before we go over there. So, Darwin's been great. It was sort of just an opportunity for me to keep playing cricket and keep developing while in match scenarios and not have to be in the indoor nets back in Melbourne.
Well, it's a great story. Young fella making his way in the international cricket scene through an Australia A tour of Sri Lanka. It's really exciting. Being one of our own in Victoria, it's even better. We wish you the best of luck, Todd. Make sure you pack lots of jocks. You just never know. And we look forward to seeing how you go over there in Australia with Australia.
Thank you very much, boys. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Todd Murphy. He's not even 22, this young lad. Not even 22. Born in the Chuka. And an off-break bowler for the Australian A team.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I spoke to you about him.
You said he was going to be the one. Yeah, you anointed him.
I did.
I wouldn't mind betting that this is on the back of your observation and recommendation.
Well, clearly, as Andrew explained, I have a sort of a role in this sort of thing.
And, no doubt.
Yeah. But as we go to a break, the thing about him is he doesn't bowl bad balls. And as he said, he's an attacking off-spin bowler. They can't get him away, even though he is an attacking off-spin bowler. And I've seen a lot of Shield cricket, and he's right up there. I think he's Tanvi's a bit different because he bowls all these funny balls and tricky balls and whatever else. He's got the mystery. Mm. But for dependability, I think he will play for Australia in the next 12 to 18 months, not just Australia, right? I really do. I think he's that good.
Where is this?
He's got this competitiveness about him and a calmness under pressure that he wants the ball in his hands. He takes wickets when the team needs him the most. And also from a batting perspective, you know, he likes the pressure too. I think he's the package, Daniel.
You think he's the package?